Hi, is this Jose?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. Can I put you on hold for about 20 seconds or 30 seconds?
No problem.
Hello, this is Ruben.
Yes, sir, Ruben.
Hey, Jose, sorry about that. Nice to meet you again. You're working with Joe over at Poseidon, correct?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of equipment are you trying to finance?
I think he said that 7,000. I mean, the model 7,000.
Is it a bridge saw? Is it a polishing machine? What is it?
A bridge saw.
A bridge saw. Okay, cool. And when are you looking to get the saw?
Well, I mean, if we can get an approval, I mean, we can go ahead and deliver it.
Okay. And do you know how much the saw costs?
Yes, he told me something. I think he sent me the invoice already sometime like 2 or 3 months ago. I think he said like around 70.
70?
Yeah, around 70.
Mm-hmm. And Jose, what's your email?
My email is texasgranitegroup@gmail.com.
I think I've spoken to you before, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have someone named Edgar.
Yeah, Edgar is my excuse me, is my nephew.
Okay. So, are you in front of that? Are you in front of your email or no?
Let me try to open it. I'm gonna give you another one. This is my personal email. This the granny. Well, no. Let me open the other one real quick.
Yeah. Do you want me to just re-forward that to you?
Mhm.
Okay.
Let me open this one.
You're the sole owner of the business, right?
Well, actually, the business is on name of my nephew because he has a social security and everything.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm on this business for a long time, but I really need, we just registered the business on March on this year is what I told Joe from Poseidon. And we don't even do the income tax for this year yet. So it's going to be happening early this coming year.
And but the business has always been under Edgar's name?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the exact name of the business?
Texas Granny Group.
Is that an LLC, a corporation?
No, just a sole proprietor. But we're looking at convert to LLC. On January.
Okay. And how long has Edgar owned the business for?
It's from March.
He's owned it since March.
Yes.
What did you guys do before then? Is it a new business or?
Yeah, basically, his name is a new business, but like I say, I'm on this business for a long time, but without name, so I'm just working. Yeah, we're just working, just with my name and some cash business with customers, but
okay.
We decided, because we have more brokers, a lot of guys brokers, they just sell the job, but they don't have a shop.
Okay.
So they're using my shop, and so now we decide to put a name to the business.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, what I'd like to do is, if you can send me that application, I can take a look at that and, you know, start getting it done for you and see what I can offer you.
Okay, all right. Let me print it and fill it up and send it to you.
And just, you know, on the credit card information, you can leave all that blank. All I need is basically the name of the business, the name of the owner, a signature, the tax ID if you have one. If it's a separate tax ID, then the social. And then the 6 months of bank statements, you can just download and email those to me, okay?
Okay, sounds good. All right, I can do that.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.